Breakfast Beat, your voice in the morning.
Welcome back to the show. The time is now 8:12. We are linking up with Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, the president of the MJC, this morning to delve further into the topic of the great loss that we suffered as a Muslim community in Cape Town over the weekend, and indeed the South African and international community as well. Assalamu alaikum to you, Maulana, and shukran for joining us here on Breakfast Beat.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh to Kamal and to all the listeners of Radio Voice of the Cape this morning.
Maulana, if we could start off with the legacy and some of the works that the Sheikh Maulana Yusuf Karan did in the community and some of the contributions. Could you maybe walk our listeners through that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I wish to place on record that I may not be the most qualified person to talk in such detail of Maulana Yusuf Karan. There are more senior people in the Muslim Judicial Council that have experienced Maulana Yusuf Karan over the last 40, 45 years. But indeed, in my capacity as the president of the Muslim Judicial Council and having worked in the MJC and being associated with the MJC for the last 25 years, leaves me with some form of reference to having seen Maulana Yusuf Karan rahmatullahi alayhi in the ranks of seniority in the Muslim Judicial Council. I would be best to talk about how I have seen this great personality, Maulana Yusuf Karan, in the offices and the operations of the Muslim Judicial Council. Allow me to make a reference to a very important personality, the late president of the Muslim Judicial Council, Sheikh Nazim Rahmatullahi Alayhi. As younger members, we, of course, were tutored by Sheikh Nazim. And on more than one occasion, rahmatullahi alayhi, Sheikh Nazim used to tell us, if ever you people want to see a dedicated member of the Muslim Judicial Council, he said, look at Maulana Yusuf Karan, rahmatullahi alayhi. And Sheikh Nazim stood in admiration, and so all of us, for how Maulana Yusuf Karan consistently, with great discipline, on a day-to-day basis, for years, traveled between Strand and Cashel Avenue to fulfill his obligations as the Mufti of the Muslim Judicial Council. And so, yes, sir, Kamal, whilst we all today express our human emotions and our sadness, I must say there is much to celebrate out of the life of Maulana Yusuf Karan, rahmatullahi alayhi. It is not an exaggeration that over the last 40 years, no fatwa was issued in the offices of the Muslim Judicial Council except that it carefully came through the research, the study, the intellect of Maulana Yusuf Karan, rahmatullahi alayhi. A very significant part of Maulana Yusuf Karan is that whenever you used to enter into his office, he was always connected to the kitab, always connected to the books. In fact, a few years ago, I asked Maulana Yusuf Karan and the administrator of the MJC, Haji Kamal Karim, and Maulana Abdul Khaliq Ali, their testimony when I had a very special sitting with Maulana Yusuf Karan and asked Maulana, share with us the, you know, the secret of your function in the MJC. And without any hesitation, Maulana Yusuf Karani responded and said, I have learned to do my work in the Muslim Judicial Council. Brother Kamal, listeners of Radio Voice of the Cape, during 2014, when Maulana Yusuf Karani started experiencing a decline in his health, he articulated very principally, with great integrity, as we have always seen from Maulana Yusuf Karani. He articulated a letter addressed to me as the president of the MJC, sharing the information about his health condition, and that from that particular moment onwards, he will not be able to be every day in the office of the MJC. Now, when I read that particular letter, I understood that Maulana Yusuf Karani must be experiencing great discomfort already, because there were attempts prior to that letter by the membership of the Muslim Judicial Council to convince Maulana Yusuf Karani that there was no need for him to come every day to the office of the MJC. Similarly, even from his family, there was a concern about his age and the exercise of traveling in the traffic in the morning to reach the offices of the MJC. Nobody could stop that until Maulana Yusuf Karani. And in spite of the fact that he wrote that letter, he continued to show his commitment to the offices of the Western Judicial Council. Brother Kamal, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Ismaulana.
In fact, I place on record that this year is the 70th anniversary of the Muslim Judicial Council. Not too long ago, Maulana Yusuf Karani accompanied a delegation led by Maulana Abdul Khaliq Ali, the Al-Quds Foundation, Yunus Ali, and other Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel, to George and Muscle Bay. And to our amazement, Maulana Yusuf Karani decided to travel with them by road. The details of the presentations of Maulana Yusuf Karani in George and Muscle Bay needs to be recorded, because it will be recorded as his last visit to that particular region. It is with great emotion, Brother Kamal, that I tell you that within a space of virtually the last 10, 14 days in the Muslim Judicial Council, we've lost two very important people. We lost 2 weeks ago a brother who many in the MJC know. The neighbors around the MJC, the community came to know it. Everybody that came to the headquarters of the MJC knew that the face of the caretaker, the brother Abdul Rashid, who is originally from Mozambique and who worked in the MJC and lived on the premises of the MJC for the last 15 years. In fact, because he has no family in South Africa, we fulfilled all the necessary duties and the obligations towards our brother Abdul Rashid Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And at that moment, when Abdul Rashid's janaza left my office, because we kept his body in the office of the president of the MJC, to our amazement, Maulana Yusuf Karani came that day to the MJC. We had no other choice except we asked Maulana Yusuf Karani to lead the Salatul Janaza of our brother Abdul Rashid in the courtyard of the MJC, and the photographs bear testimony to that because we needed to send that to his family in Mozambique.
Indeed.
The caretaker had this extraordinary honor that the Mufti of the MJC led the Salatul Janaza on his janaza.
Indeed, Maulana. Shukran so much, Maulana, for enlightening the community as to the critical importance of Maulana Yusuf Karani. Big shoes to fill at the MJC, and our du'as are with the organization as well as the family of Maulana Yusuf Karani, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.